So May 2nd, that's tomorrow. Hey, we're in May already. I love when local TV people do that. Can you believe it's May? Well, yeah, that's how the calendar works.
My favorite thing is the meme of Justin Timberlake.
It's gonna be May. That one? Yeah. Well, for Najee Harris, it's gonna be May 2nd, which is the deadline to give him his fifth-year option. And the Steelers have to make this decision here. Now, I've done extensive research on this, Doran, and by that I mean I went to profootballnetwork.com, and I've looked up the fifth-year option salaries for players. Oh, this is for 2+ Pro Bowls.
Nice.
Oh, so I've done the research backwards. So Najee Harris...
How many Pro Bowls has he?
He's a one-time Pro Bowler. Glad you asked. So this is fifth-year option salaries for players selected to 2+ Pro Bowls. Let me slide down here. For 1+ Pro Bowl, a running back, it would be $8.429 million if you pick up his fifth-year option. That is not a huge number. That's not cost prohibitive. It doesn't mean you're not going to be able to necessarily do other things. But I don't think I would. In fact, I would not pick up Najee Harris's fifth-year option. That's not to say he hasn't been a good player. He has, albeit unspectacular for them. He has, what now, 3 consecutive 1,000-yard rushing seasons. He's been a good player for them. I'm not giving it to him because I still don't know the state of my quarterback room. I'm not paying these guys right now. I'm going to have to pay someone. Maybe it's a rookie. Who's your next franchise quarterback? Maybe it's Justin Fields. Maybe Russell Wilson performs so well that you're going to pay him. I don't want $8 million bucks tied up in my running back. I'm going to make him sing for his supper. I'm going to have him go out and play this year. I'm going to hope that fuels him even more. And then maybe you pay him. But you could also not pay him, and then you've got this great offensive line, Jaylen Warren, and you just plug some cheap guy in who, in theory, with a good offensive coordinator and behind this line, could get it done cheaper.
I pay him.
I know.
I pay him. That just eliminates another position that you would have to look for next year. That takes that off the board. So, like, if you do have another hole, because this counts against the cap next year, right?
Yeah, so not this upcoming season. This will be his fourth year. It'd be the following season.
The following season. Yep. So, like, next year's draft, like, if you don't pay him and you let him walk or whatever happens, then you're back to the drawing board. Now, you do have Jaylen Warren, but I don't think he's an every down back. I don't think he's a one.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's better suited as a two or a complimentary back. Najee Harris has been very solid for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's gotten better as the seasons go on, whenever you need him to really be better. And behind this offensive line, I think he's going to have his best year this year. But I definitely would lock him up because I don't want to have to. That's another piece of the puzzle that going into next year that I would have to worry about.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't think you even have to spend a big time draft pick on that, on running back. You definitely don't have to spend a first. Derrick Henry, second in the league in rushing last year. Is this 23? Sorry, that was 2 years ago. I'm on top of my statistics. No, we're in 2024 now. Okay, so Christian McCaffrey leads the league, and he's one of one, first-round guy. Derrick Henry, second-round pick. Kyron Williams, third, not a first-round pick. James Cook, James Conner, David Montgomery, Raheem Mostert, Tony Pollard, Breece Hall, all these guys had a ton of success, and we're not looking at a whole bunch of first-round picks. Chuba Hubbard goes in for Carolina and has a good year. Devin Singletary, Gus Edwards. If you've got a good offensive line, you don't need to pay a premium for a running back. You don't need to spend premium picks on a running back. So I wouldn't. Now, if he goes out there behind what is a remade and really good offensive line, and he's up over that 4.5 yards per carry mark, which has been an elusive number for him. This was his best year at 4.1. If he goes out there and rushes for 1,600 yards, then I'll pay him at the end of it, maybe. But short of that, I'll just go find the next guy who can have similar statistics, and you can get him on the cheap.
I just think that Arthur Smith sees him as the type of running back he wants.
He might, yeah.
And as Derrick Henry. And I do think that Najee Harris is going to be around 1,500 yards this year. I think he's going to have a fantastic football season. I really do. And I would like to lock him up so I don't have to worry about that position. Like, think about it.
If
you could have this offensive line, if you really do it right, you could have this offensive line playing together for over half a decade. At least, I mean, with Broderick Jones, with Faltanu with
James Daniels, he could be out at the end of the year. You move in the other rookie on the cheap.
McCormick can be in there at a guard, and then you have Zach Frazier at center, and then maybe spend a second round pick on another guard.
You know, you don't have to pay any of those guys. Right.
I mean, how many Sam Mollo is what, two more years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He'd be the guy that you would still continue to pay. You don't center on a rookie contract, left tackle on a rookie contract, right tackle on a rookie contract, your right guard could be on a rookie contract. You're paying one offensive lineman. I get what you're saying. I might be paying a quarterback though. And that is my only concern here. I don't want to have $8.5 million earmarked on a Najee Harris when I don't know that position. That's cheap.
Isn't that cheap though?
It's not a ton of money. Right. It's not like we're not talking about if he had been a 2-time Pro Bowler, $10 million, and even that's not a ton.
That's not a ton of money.
A ton of money.
Running backs aren't getting money.
We saw a little bit of a reverse course on that this offseason. Like if I'm Najee. Like, thinking about it from his perspective, seeing the way the running back market actually kind of popped in comparison to the last few markets, I might not even want the fifth-year option picked up, honestly. And that might be the best-case scenario version of Najee you're getting. So we're talking about the financials. We're talking about the future. For this year, if you say, hey, Najee, sorry, not picking up your fifth-year option, I could see him being poo-poo-boo-boo-face guy. I could also see him saying, I see what Saquon Barkley made, not that he's him, but other guys of that ilk. If I go out there and I got one more year for the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm running harder than I ever have. I'm busting my ass harder than I ever have contract year. Maybe that's the best version of Najee you get. And I sign me up for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind seeing how that goes. How good has he been? I'm really conflicted on him.
He's sturdy. I guess would be a word.
Consistent.
Whenever the times he needs to be consistent. I mean, he's rushed for 1,000 yards. I mean, I don't know why we're poo-pooing 1,000 yards a season.
That doesn't do it for me so much anymore. With 17 games, like I look at him as more in this. I don't know if it's fair or not. I look at him kind of as a compiler. Like he averaged 61 yards a game this year, 61 yards a game last year, 71 yards a game as a rookie. Seven touchdowns, 8 touchdowns. I don't want to say he hasn't been good. I think those are just a guy numbers, though.
Yeah, just a guy in an offense that is absolutely putrid throughout his whole first career. He's going to be used differently this year. He's going to have a better offensive line. I guarantee. If you have it pulled up in front of you, receptions a year, how many has he had? I bet you it's very, very low, and I guarantee that it would almost double this year.
Yeah, his first year was the biggest target share year for him. He had 94 targets and 74 catches. His first season, which would have been 2020. Was that Canada's final first year, or was that Fichtner's final year? I think that was Canada's first.
But first year.
At any rate, 467 receiving yards. He has less than that combined his last 2 years with 399. And that was an area where I did think he would excel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember he made that one-handed catch. I think it was either rookie camp or it was OTAs or minicamp. And Dale Lawley from Steelers.com asked him, like, man, like, you make catches like that all the time? And he kind of said, yeah, man, like, I can do that.
Yeah.
I would like to see more of that from Najee Harris.
You'll see that this year.
I think he's had a good career. A good career. If he had a great career, maybe I'd change my mind on the fifth-year option. We'll see what he does behind a really good offensive line, which they profile potentially as having right now.